Time for the latest agricultural news here on K101. I'm Casey Shepherd, and we're back in just a moment.
Turn to Altocid IGR for hornfly specific control year after year. Altocid IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With no known resistance, make Altocid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altocidigr.com.
Today we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association's 126th annual meeting, I had the opportunity to catch up with OSU Extension Area Agronomist Specialist Josh Bichong. Bichong gave us an update about this year's wheat crop.
Like we went over, there were some issues, but for the most part, especially southwest Oklahoma, we're sitting on a pretty good crop. Stripe rust was our biggest issue this year. It came on early. When we rely on certain genetics to have resistance to stripe rust, we expected it, but this year with it being so early, we had some issues with something we haven't seen before where we didn't have juvenile resistance in those varieties. So once the plant started to go reproductive past boot and start push out ahead, we still had some resistance to stripe rust on those varieties. So the flag leaf mostly stayed pretty clean, but I've been very impressed. A lot of our decent wheat out there, the guys did put money into it. They top dressed, they protected the flag leaf with the flag leaf with the fungicide. But for the most part, average to or above average on yield. Acres, I think, are pretty decent.
Bichong also gave us the 2024 wheat crop tour estimates along with the members' estimates.
Like we said last year, we were a little too conservative on our yield projections for the estate. The nine contributors to the wheat report this year, we came in a little bit less than what the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association membership showed. They think we have more acres and a little bit better yield. They're thinking maybe four more bushels than what we were thinking as far as the state yield. We were around 33 bushels. They're thinking maybe 37 bushels. So we're thinking total production almost 90 million bushels for the state. They're thinking maybe 102. So
to finish up this year's wheat crop, Bichong said some moisture and mild conditions will be critical. Not too hot, not too much wind, and rainfall received in the last 2 weeks should help this crop finish, and acres that received fungicide applications should also produce well. Well, farmer sentiment dropped sharply in April, as indicated by the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, fell 15 points to an April reading of 99. Both the sub-indexes and the barometer also dropped. Current conditions index dropped 18 points to 83, while the futures expectation index fell by 14 points to 106. April marked the lowest reading since June of 22. The sentiment drop was driven by worries regarding the current financial situation on producers' farms and anticipated financial challenges coming up this year. The decline was also driven by broader concerns about financial performance and farmland values. The Farm Financial Performance Index declined to 76 in April, a 7-point drop from the previous month. Only 24% of the respondents anticipate interest rates rising over the next year, which is down from 32% from March. Fewer farmers say they expect to see farmland values rise over the next year.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions. If you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.